Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We have so much to talk about. The fact that Conway and Marie, 4 years, are you kidding me? And, you know, 2 years in jail? Come on, that is a joke. 2 years if he does good behavior because of the overcrowding? You know what? This is bullshit. You know, God, you know what? Right now, I feel like L.A. is a place if you really want to murder someone. You should just go to L.A. and do it. Because, you know, you will only get prosecuted for a year. You know, for everyone that feels the way I feel about Brian Fawn, there's an idea. You know, a year in jail, wow, for killing someone that should have been dead a long time ago. Yeah, and let's see what else, you know? And, okay, if people are mad at me because I don't always listen to what Raven Beauty has to say, and I don't believe every city thing she says about, oh, Brad for leaving. You know what, Raven Beauty, if you come after me about Brad for leaving, you know what? Brad for staying. Okay, and, so, and I feel about, you know, and then, you try and talk to people about how you feel about Zenner Hospital, okay. And it's not the perfect soap by now. It's not L. I get it. I get it. I get it more than anyone on this planet, but come on, people. You know, I'm sorry. I'm so sick of fighting with people. Yeah, I know the soap crap right now, but I like some posts. So don't, like, hate me for it and don't criticize it. Okay, so, yeah, what's up? Amy, cool, you will call in a few minutes. Okay, well, I'm on my own tonight, which is okay. I'm all alone. I could get in really, really good trouble. I feel like raising hell. I mean, you know, Carly did it on General Hospital, so why in the fuck can I do it on my own soul? Okay, so I'm going to bring Candace on first. Hi, Candace.
Hey, hey. Hey, everybody.
So, yeah. You can see I'm not in the most happiest mood right now. So, you know, excuse me for feeling, you know, for excuse me for not being the most positively person right now, you know. Everyone should know how the fuck I love Bradford. Everyone should get that. And so I do not want to hear any most different women beauty right now. You know, I mean, this could get me really drinking alcohol if you think about it. Okay, I'm bringing 912 on to 912, you're on the air too.
Hi, Carly.
Oh, hi, Cassandra. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, well, you said you had a rough day and you could only be on here for a couple of minutes. So, is there anything you want to talk about? Oh,
well, I just want to just reiterate the importance about the coupon campaign and how sofers should be banding together to send in the coupons to make sure that we have the demand to get this other soap channel. And I want to explain how to fill those coupons out and so forth, because I'm getting a lot of, I guess, a lot of miscommunication on who and what should be listed on the coupon, as well as who can be accounted for on the coupon.
Okay, yeah, you have the flow, and, yeah, let people know.
Okay, in filling out the coupon, what everyone needs to be aware of is that you can list everyone in the household. I don't need a count of boxes, but if you want to put the number of boxes that you have in your home, you can write that on the coupon. But what's most important is the head count that you have in the household, living in the household. So if you have, like, five people that are living in the household, you want to fill out a coupon for all five people in the household.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times I get coupons where they are listing two people on the coupon. That's fine. What I do is I break that out. But there have been occasions where I've gotten a coupon from one person, but yet still they write on there plus three others in the household. I need the name. I need the physical name of the person in the household. Just don't give me the one person and then add, like, plus three. List a coupon for each person in your household. That's what I need, because you want to show the demand for the soap channel, but you have to account for everyone in the household. And like I said, you can still list the number of boxes that you have in your household, because I have gotten that as well. People will list, like, one person will fill out a coupon and then they will say four boxes in the home. You can put that on there, because I will include that in my data as well.
Okay, well, yeah, that is, and you guys, how long will these soap coupons be? Is there a due date for everyone to get them in?
At this point, there is no due date. It is continuous. We were extending this out until the November suites. Well, as you know, November suites was over. But we were extending it out for a reason. But now with what has happened with the Prospect Park deal falling through and AMC and One Life to Live, in all intents and purposes, since to have been shelved by Prospect Park, we are re-ramping this coupon campaign back up. So that's why it is important that people start back sending them in, which they never should have stopped just because Prospect Park had signed on to take these shows on. You still need to show the demand. And I also want to reiterate that it's not just about the ABC shows, which they are top priority. Do not get me wrong. However, you still have four remaining soaps on air, which are Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives. Should I say three at this point? Because once General Hospital is off the air, it's off. So you'll be left with three. So this soap channel is for all soaps, ABC, CBS, and the NBC soap.
Okay, that is, you guys, let's send them and let's ramp it up. And,
yes,
you know,
ramp it up.
Exactly. Wrap it up. You guys do what we know. I know everyone is really good on doing. And I know you said that you need to get to bed, so I don't want to keep you because...
I just want to just make sure that everyone is understanding about how to fill out the coupon, what to put on the coupon. Now, I understand a lot of people are leery about putting their physical address on there. If you do not want to put your physical street address on there, I'm fine with that as well. But make sure that you have your cable provider, and if you don't have even if you don't have cable in your household, you can still fill out a coupon. Because I have over close to 500 coupons where there are soap viewers that do not even have cable, but yet they still watch the show. And once these shows are taken off broadcasted station, they don't have an outlet. So even if those that do not have cable, they can still fill out a coupon, but what they can say, they can either say antenna, they can even put the station that they watch it on, because I've got a couple of coupons that even list their local affiliated on there, which that I know that they don't have cable. So, but you have to put a provider in the provider line that's at the very top of the coupon. You put your name. And if you don't want to put your physical street address, I'm fine with that, but make sure you put your city, state, and zip. That's it. And remember, and again, it's every person in the household, or at least every person that is of age. And I want people just to think of it as like, if you file a tax return and you carry your dependents, you list your dependents for each coupon.
You guys, so ramp it up a lot, and let's get this, because we need to do this, you know. Now.
So please send in your coupons, and let's keep the pressure on Disney.
Exactly.
Let them know that we're not going anywhere. This coupon campaign, the soap movement, is still alive. And all that they did was they pissed us off even further, where we are going to keep moving until we get the soap channel.
Anyone agree.
And then also, I know that there are some that, you know, don't have computer access or something like that. If you want to email me, I can fill out a coupon for you. The same thing applies. You list your cable provider, or if you don't have one, you can still listen to say just TV, and I will make sure that you're accounted. Your name, your address, city, state, zip code. And I'm going to give you an email address where you can email me, and I will make sure that a coupon is filled out for you in your name for all the people that you want account.
Okay, and the email is?
And the email is coupons@sudz.tv.
Okay, perfect. That is perfect. That is perfect. And people, just like I said, we need to give these in. And, you know, this is our time of fight.
Exactly. Exactly. And I want to thank you, Carly, for giving me that
time. Oh, yeah.
Talk about the coupons.
You're more than welcome and come anytime on here. We will also have this on Friday night if you want to stop in too.
I will try to chime in on Friday as well again get the message out there.
Exactly. All right, have a great night.
You too, Carly. Have a great show.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I am bringing on everyone else. 773, you on the air?
Hey, Carly.
Hi, Elisa. And the block caller, you on the air, too?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Sometimes your number says a bit block, but sometimes
I forgot to do star 82 again.
That's okay.
I'm here.
As you heard in the intro, I am still mad about the Coleman Murray verdict. I am still mad about that, and I still think if you live in LA, people, and you want to commit a crime, go for it, because you can only get a couple of years and then you're out for good behavior. Sorry. I know I should behave myself, but I'm just not in the mood tonight to behave myself. And Amy's on the line, too. Hey, Amy.
Hi. I don't think people are understanding what I'm trying to say in the chat room.
Well, please say it now. Because I've...
Sorry, my dog is barking. Anyway, I was just trying to say that I think what's sent her to Shady Brook is a gift from Franco that makes her vision Jake more and more and more, and no one believes her. She's all alone. Look, he leaves her, right? Was warned to stay away from Jason. Not that that's going to work, but you know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's a lot of factors in there, and there's so many drops today.
Yep. And I feel Lazon is coming. You guys, just believe that. Believe me. And let's see. Oh, we have another... Yep.
I'm sorry.
401, welcome to the party. You on, too? What's your name?
Carrie.
So, like I was saying. I think Jake is in Windermere somewhere.
Yep.
And I think Elizabeth is going to find him.
I do, too.
At first, I thought Jason would, but I think Elizabeth is. She's going to see him more and more.
She's
going to go search for him because she's going to...
Yep.
Something's going to spark in some vision or whatever that she has. Because she's supposed to see Jake and then possibly hear him, too, again. So I don't think all this Jake stuff is for nothing. I really, really don't. And I don't think he's been talked about as much, you know, in November, he was talked about a lot, almost every single day.
Exactly. So, yeah, and I do think that, and I cannot wait for it. And, I mean, JJ is gone.
Yep.
And I think the next person that could go is Tony, and maybe MB. But, you
maybe,
know, I mean,
maybe. I don't know. There was the latest is that he said he's going to fight it till the end. But they also said to expect denial from the actor himself. So, and who knows? I mean, but they've been saying that Sonny's going to leave for 3 years now, you know. So, or Mo is going to, wants to leave for like 3 years now. So, who knows? And he's just starting up the story with this new Kate. So, I mean, it just seems weird, you know. But maybe he sees, you know, the horizon and knows, you know, he's not going to have trouble finding anywhere to go, you know what I mean? They'll snatch him up real quick.
Yep, and, you know, and do not go to Soap Town and some. All these rumors about, oh, Becky will be going to Ryan Arbuckle. Do not believe them. Becky is staying on General Hospital.
I'm not doubting that there was an offer for her.
Yeah, I'm not doubting
that
either.
People have offered her things. But for her to just, no, I think she's going to stick it out to the end.
Exactly, that's what I think too.
I think she's just that type of person, even though they treated her so horribly.
You know, yeah.
Whatever, but but I think she'll stick around, and I think
I do too.
I think the show will end with Jason and Elizabeth.
Yes, and you know what? You guys call me crazy. I'm not gonna sing the whole song. I won't do that to you guys, but I am dreaming of a very, very long Christmas. Call me crazy. Call me nutty. Call me whatever the fuck you want. But I feel like Christmas is going to be a Christmas to remember.
I think it's going to be a shocker.
Yeah,
really
I do.
Too. Because we're due for it. I mean, with the way that Skank was acting today, going into an alley chasing after a man, she knows what Franco is about. She wasn't raped. No way.
Exactly.
No
and
way.
And you know what?
And how did she know to go to Jake's? You know, she was letting Coleman touch her all over the place. So, I mean, rub her back and everything, you know. So, it was just very weird.
You know what, boy? I wouldn't mind Coleman rub my back. I would not complain.
Ew.
Yeah, and
well,
what was that? Yeah.
I don't think you would want anybody touching you, especially grabbing you from behind if that's
what okay,
you know what
true.
I mean?
Well, I know. I was just
her,
saying that,
she wouldn't be
you know, yeah.
That way.
I was just saying
didn't
that.
She push didn't she push her own husband away right after it happened? Yep, she's going to let Coleman touch her?
I know. He was just rubbing her back. It was weird.
And you know what? I want to know where the fuck are the DVDs. I want to know that. I want to know where the DVDs that they
exactly.
Oh, but
she's
going to
hide a DVD now, right? She's going to hide one. So what's on there, and are there more copies?
Exactly.
And I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that, and you know what? I would not put it past them hooking up Michael and Sam.
You know, yeah, you know what?
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, there's rumors now that the whitewashing is over. And
yep, I believe that.
Yep.
And can we say
is going to be very upset.
Melting, and you know what? I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to have my glass of wine and enjoy the reckoning because it's about damn time.
Right.
And and you know,
right.
People feel sorry for Amy and I in Seattle. It's supposed to be 31 tonight. And it's supposed to be freezing.
Well, you know what? If it's going to be that cold, better snow. You know what I mean?
I know. I mean, you know, but they said foggy and frosty in the morning.
I know. I hate that. People say, well,
I'm like,
snow.
I'm like, come
what
on.
What does that mean?
So
anyway.
What? Okay, so, you know, and you know what? I am dreaming of a snowstorm here. No, I do not include it to snow, but it's better than the frickin' rain.
But anyway.
You're funny. Yeah, Shiloh, you better call in, sweetie. Lone Star, if you don't call in, yes, that will be bad. Shiloh, too. But no, I'm like in this really weird mood ever since the verdict yesterday. I'm just like, Mike,
oh,
put me in this mood.
I knew
where
that
I'm like,
it was going to be. Yeah, I had a feeling that his sentence was going to be minimum, you know.
Well, you know, yeah. I
just, doesn't
well,
make
no,
it.
But
our
I
system
love,
is screwed. Our system
well,
is really, really screwed.
Well, I know,
you know,
but I just love what the judge said to come out.
I love what
I
the
love.
Judge said, but
yeah,
I mean,
come on, I mean.
And I know that he,
you know,
you
and
know,
if
he said
it,
he wanted
if,
to give him longer, but
yeah, and if I was Michael
Jackson,
yep, and if I was Michael Jackson's family, I would be going
mm-hmm.
and getting a little lawsuit against Carmel Murray for the tune of. About $35 million.
We don't have to go farther than that. Everything he has, house, clothes, cars, watches,
yeah.
Whatever else he has, his
yeah.
own, his vacation
and
house.
Did you see that smug bastard just, you know, blow kisses at his girlfriend?
Oh, yes.
And, I mean,
yes.
What the hell?
Oh, you guys, we have two more calls. My good,
anyway.
Nice co-host, who's
Hello.
Very sick, is on the line. Hello, you.
Hello. Well, I'm not that sick, but I've been, you know, coughing up a storm the past couple of days.
You are always
yeah.
sick. Last
I
week
know,
you were
I was,
sick, too.
I work with kids every day, so I think I was sick about a month ago, and then I took the day
you
off.
You need to get
then,
better.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Oh, yay.
I was not cold.
And eight.
I just came out
and
from
eight.
Cold and
yeah.
You need to get
yeah.
better. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm 859. You're on the air, too. Hi, Shiloh.
I like how she does that. She, like, puts people on
the phone. Hey, excuse me. Shiloh's hand was up. Your hand was up. So, you know, and we can't. Oh, well. Yes,
oh,
I will.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to call. I have to call somebody to see what they need to get to eat at home.
Okay, do you want to call
yeah.
who and then call back in?
Yeah, I guess I can do that. Yeah, I'll just call back.
Okay, call back in.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, hi, Shiloh.
Hi.
Yeah, so, no, I'm seriously thinking that maybe I'm being too host with this whole Call Me I'm Marie thing, but I don't care because I can. And, no, I mean, when I was half asleep, I had headline news on, and,
yeah.
like
nothing.
I was,
yeah,
yeah, but I was sort of listening to it, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I was dreaming that he got life in prison,
yeah.
and, but it
I
was
would,
just a really,
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's more doctors, I mean,
that,
more doctors to blame, and more doctors brought to court and stuff, but. The system is so screwed up, it just needs an overhaul big time. I mean...
Well, it does, and...
Crazy.
And if anyone is listening,
mm-hmm.
you know, archive this, okay, fine, I'm not going to go murder anyone in L.A., but
mm-hmm.
I was just saying, you know, that's a perfect town to go do it, in my opinion. yeah.
Wow.
And I have, like, I have someone number one that could be 6 feet under if I have it my way. I think a lot of people in this album and on the phone line, Shiloh, I go, I love what you're saying here. I'm so tired of Sam being smart to figure out the messes. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Lone Star, okay, Lone Star Home will be cool not be here because
Will
be cool not be here. And Will be cool not be here because of family emergency. Okay, fine. I won't. Okay, Will be. I'm giving you like a pass tonight, I guess. But yeah. But no, I'm just. You know, I just want Liaison to happen. I want Sam to, you know, get what is coming to her because it's been too long of a wait.
Yes, it has been too long.
You know, and
but you know what? You know what? This can, you know, this can all be summed up in a week by having Elizabeth be in a coma this whole entire time.
You know what? Yeah, Emma, what about, you
since
know...
Since the carnival, she jumped in front of... This is one of the theories a friend of mine had.
That's a good idea.
She jumped in front
idea.
Of the car, and she was the one that was hit because
yeah,
they were both
Jake
running towards him.
Yeah, then Jake would still be
him.
Alive.
And all these visitors, obviously, and... You know, they put her in Shady Brook because of, I don't know what reasons, but they maybe didn't have, I don't know, maybe they just thought she was safer there or something. Or she's been in there since the toxic ball thing.
Yep. I'm a busy little beaver tonight, you guys.
Yeah.
519, you on the air.
But what I'm thinking they're going to do is a lot
it's
of the stories that were going on or started up are just going to get dropped.
Now,
and
I'm hearing something in the background. What is that?
Okay, what's the name again? Amy was talking. So what we're kidding.
It's Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Most of our little true people are here.
And now Becky's on Twitter.
Yeah, you know what, okay.
A window
I know, but why can't she Trudu me back? She would Trudu everyone but me last night. I'm fine, I don't want to complain.
You know what?
She didn't Twitter me back either.
At homework. A lot of... bashers are going to be attacking her, so I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't respond. You know,
we have to
watch
her back.
Yeah, but I say nice stuff.
Just as a general, like, hello type thing.
I know, but I say nice stuff, though.
But
I don't
just
say
be prepared, because you know that people are just going to bash
well,
her.
Well, I know. You know what? As soon as
she'll
the
just
day of reckoning...
Huh?
I
what
would
pull
my account if they started bashing me. She'll stop. Like,
oh, I know. I
that's
know.
The sad part is that
so
we're,
either, you know,
we're all excited
I mean,
for her. And,
she's much stronger and classier than we are because, you know, I'm
yeah.
If anybody
I'm already completely
knows me on Twitter, they know I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind. So,
yeah.
One
you know why?
One of them went after Michael and Natalie shut her down. Australia.
Good.
She's a fellow
good.
Aussie. Poor Nat. She was so disgusted. This person was from Australia. But when I look at this person's profile, I mean, she's just a raving bitch to everybody. So she's a window licker.
Yeah, I don't like window lickers, if you ask me. I do not like them. Oh, you guys need
that
to help me make a
name for them, I swear.
Yes.
I swear.
Okay, somebody explain what a licker of windows or glasses. to me, it's somebody who
I have no idea.
Just a raving lunatic who doesn't know anything better than to sit
okay.
in the back seat of the
exactly,
car, strapped
yeah.
in, licking
yeah.
the windows.
Okay. Okay, really quick, has anyone watched the Grammy nominations yet? Because I just want to know if Lady A or Taylor got them, because if Lady A doesn't get a Grammy tonight, Carly will not be happy, but so if anyone hears anything, let me know in the cell phone, or let me know on the phone line. Thank you. But no, I was treating her this like, oh, you're being really amazing on dates lately. you know, so I'm like, I was nice.
Yeah.
I kind of feel high treat.
Just,
I mean,
just be prepared because you know those,
I know.
They attack her left and right without her being there. And then they attack Michael, and then they, you know, they'll even, you know, say stuff to Steve and stuff like it's his fault or something.
I know.
You know?
I mean,
and,
no,
I mean,
okay,
licorice. The one who was the
licorice
one
that
went after
Twitter.
Michael. The same one that went after Becky through Michael tonight is the one who tweeted Steve to say, when they call you Buttercup, it's an insult. Just thought you should.
Oh, I remember. Okay, I heard that tweet. And I'm like, what in the hell is that? I mean, it's
yeah,
not
they don't know what it means. They think they
they're
know
just,
what it means.
They're just pissed that we have
remember, people, if you want to be... Brought on the phone line.
You know, it just doesn't matter because let them think what they want. I mean,
I know.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. I'm
not
even
up
sure
on that whole thing.
I mean,
yeah.
They've been calling
you know
that for a long time. So
yeah,
it's,
right.
You know what I mean?
And I heard he spilled some pretty good gossipy stuff at his PA when most of the Buttercup leagues were there. Well, basically, it sounds like he was saying that he's been pissed with the writing for like 3 years.
Yep.
Three years? That's ringing a bell for me.
Three years ago, they started dictating the storylines, the upper management. So, what happened 3 years ago? And he doesn't know Jason Morgan anymore. And he doesn't want to work with babies. And they're too dumb to pick up what he put down. They're so damn
he doesn't want to work with who?
Babies anymore, supposedly.
Yeah.
I don't believe Steve will ever write, say he doesn't want to work with babies. I think maybe he's just saying, I don't want a baby storyline.
Well,
maybe
he does.
I don't believe that. I think
he's
saying
that.
I think he means it.
So, I mean, he also said that he would never do Shazam number two again either.
I think if anybody's going to have a baby,
it's going to be Jake back with Jason and Elizabeth.
You know, I cannot wait until we see Jake alive and
you know,
my
you,
first
even
people
if they
we
don't
see.
Reunite Jason and Elizabeth right away, as long as they bring back Jake right now, that they need it so bad.
They know
so
that a huge mistake there.
They
know
that already. I mean, this is going on too long as it is.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know what?
I believe in,
I don't know, 13 days. I think it's going to get very interesting in about 13
days.
Yeah, I
think it's so choppy right now, but I think it's going to get even choppier with Robin leaving. And, they're just...
I'm not a huge
fan of hers, but I wish other people left besides her. And she's a great actress, and I don't think she'll have peace.
But
I
wish
she'll
I just want to say that John J. York
were amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love Mac.
I love
Scorpio. I don't like Matt.
Well, it's just nice to see them focus on a good dad for a change.
I like Matt.
I don't mind them friends, but he's all hung up on Maxie, and Elizabeth does not need that.
Mac.
Oh, not
Mac.
Mac. Well, I don't like Mac.
Oh, I thought you said Matt.
I thought you said Mac.
No, Mac. Oh.
I like Mac. Oh.
Yeah, I like
that
too.
He was great today.
Yeah.
And that's another thing.
They don't give him enough either.
I don't even know why
Jax is supposed to be back, I guess, for a few weeks or whatever. I don't understand why, after being treated the way he was. I just don't understand it, you know?
You know,
well, I'm wondering how he's going to exit again, because he's only on temporarily. So what's the point of bringing him back and taking him away again? I mean,
maybe just to roll someone's secret.
Maybe to bring back Jerry. Who knows? Hello?
I am driving all around the fucking city. I don't even know where the shit I'm going. It's like trying to find...
Well, you know what? Be careful, because according to Trudeau, LA is having power outages.
Well, you
LA
know, going through a big windstorm or something. I think I heard you're going to have a big
Oh, and before we forget, you guys, Candace has been really good. But she has a vent. She needs to vent something really quick. And
okay,
Candace, you have the flow.
Harley, honey, I'm sorry. I have to go. I have to go get my daughter.
Okay, well, Amy, come back Friday night, because we're going
to
have a soda bill, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay? All right,
bye.
Okay,
bye. Okay, what's wrong with you? Terry, what's wrong?
I'm trying to find a supermarket so I can go get some fucking cereal. So my dad, he's been eating cookies, and we cooked some cookies tonight. They're all gone. So he's eating them.
Wow.
I never got one. And he ate that cheesecake that I never got a piece that I bought from my niece's fundraiser. So if there's no cereal, I can eat other stuff.
Well, yeah.
And then I got to go back
dad.
Then I gotta go back to Chick-fil-A and go get something to eat.
Oh, you went to Chick-fil-A tonight?
Yeah, well, I called my niece, and I told her, I asked her what, because I didn't know what to get, and I go, well, I'll just go to Chick-fil-A. She's like, okay, then I thought about it, that place is expensive, and it's like, so we still had it in our mind, it sounded good, so I'm gonna get it.
Cool. Well, yeah, do it. Don't worry about it. Okay. So, Candace.
Really quick. Yeah. I know we're totally off topic, but I was just at Kohl's and I found a really cute dress, a party dress for the Christmas party.
Did you get it?
No, I'm going to wait till the weekend and get it. And it's really nice. I just don't want to try it on. I'm not in the mood to
try
it on.
Well, I know. Okay, I'm sorry, but I never want to try on clothes. I avoid that. Everyone. Glee Radio is at 8 in about 18 minutes. Yeah, Christy. Let's see. Melissa is on my way. August 1st, you're still here, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, okay, and then, Candace, make you vent very, very soaked, but say what you need, because I know you don't have anything inside.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, Candace.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, Candace.
Well, you know
Candace?
What, I think I'm just going to go ahead and I'll call you
what?
Later, because... I think I'm just going to get off the phone right now because I'm kind of getting myself lost here. I can't find the supermarket just for cereal.
Yeah.
And I live
so
here
you
all
gonna...
my life. And I...
Okay, so you're hanging up. Okay, fine.
Well, I don't know what to say much anymore about General Hospital or things in general anymore.
Well,
you know?
Call us back after you find the cereal.
Huh? What was that? I mean,
call us back after you find the cereal.
No, the thing was that I was going to turn down the street. This other car was coming beside me, and I thought, I better not do that. I'll cause an accident. So, and then I thought, well, I could go ahead towards the Bellflower. And
no one needs to
store.
Die because of General Hospital.
There'll be a store in every corner.
Yeah, really.
But unfortunately,
especially how bad it is right now.
Get
yeah.
your
cereal.
There's not a store in every corner in Bellflower, and I thought I knew where there was a store was because I've lived here my whole life, and there isn't.
Okay, well, call back, and when you find the goddamn cereal,
maybe I'll call when I'm in the drive-thru or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, Candace, you have the flow.
Okay. So my vent is about the whole Robin storyline on General Hospital and what I think is about to go down, and I'm praying to God that it doesn't happen, but pretty much if you haven't picked up the pieces they're going to kill Robin off. They're going to have her succumb to AIDS, which is my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
But my whole thing is that this story has been 15 years in the making, and I know that there's different writers on the show now compared to 15 years ago. I just don't like the fact that they're rushing the storyline. It seems a little too rushed to me, and I just feel that it's going to end up badly. And not only that, it's like in this day and age, she's a doctor. You mean to tell me that she can't, you know, find a different outlet? Do you guys, there's so many different medications now.
Exactly.
Let me tell you my theory.
Okay.
My theory is, remember when we had that drug mess in the hospital,
a couple of years ago, right?
I think she's been taking what she thinks is her AIDS drugs, and they haven't. That's the way I'm looking at it. And if they don't write it that way, I'm going to make it that way in my mind anyhow.
Good. I got a stupid question. Why? Okay. Way back when they were giving her a cocktail, didn't Sunny pay for it? Or didn't Sunny... wasn't Sunny, like, doing something about it? Because, you know, the AIDS wing is in the hospital. So,
right.
I mean, but I like where you're going, Silo, where she's been taking the wrong medicine because...
Recently, remember when they had the drugs mixed up? People were stealing drugs and not giving the right stuff to people? Because they were
Isn't that when Nicholas, the brain thing happened with Nicholas, and they were Lucky and Nicholas and Elizabeth was talking in the room because she got framed for giving the old lady or one of them, like, the wrong medication and she died?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that never got resolved. That never freaking got resolved,
right.
People.
But that's a quick way to make the story speed up to what it is now, is what I'm saying.
To me, my whole issue is that a person who, and I watched the, you know, whole Rodman storyline from the beginning. I feel as a fan who was in part of that storyline, I don't want it to be a plot to another plot. I'd rather for it to be a full circle storyline because then, you know, she's going to succumb to it, but at the same time, while she's doing that, you have to have the Scorpio family front and center and come together. Not be one person, Maxie and Matt or whoever are talking about it. Meg and Alexis is talking about it, you know, and then off camera, you know, you're hearing about Anna and Robin and how they're dealing with it. Because at the end of the storyline, it's going to be two characters, in my opinion, that's going to have to deal with it the most. It's Patrick and Emma. I don't want it to be Patrick is going to be hooking up with somebody and you know, having give her blessing to this couple so they can, you see what I'm saying? Like the typical general.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
Like I said, difference is 15 years, different writers. So, to me, I just don't want it to be
Patrick is this person
and Robin dies. I want it to be what, you know, what it started out to be about. When Stone died, everybody in Port Charles, you know, went to him and, you know, talked to him, wrote letters, you know, Lucky and Emily, you know, Sunny cried. I want it to be not the same kind of, like, scene, but something that, you know, represented that whole storyline, that whole emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Robin was a girl with no future. You know, if you remember that, you know, and Robin has amazing friendship with Sunny that they dropped.
By the way, I've been waiting all week to say something about Sunny because he cracked me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning while I was dead tired. Manish Spinell, thank you for waking me up. He was talking to Alexis about, you know, he went to Alexis and said, can you be my attorney again? And Alexis said, there might not be a, you know, good idea, but did you kill Lisa? And Sonny goes, no, I did not kill Lisa, but I should have taken her out a long time ago with the whole thing with Lisa. And right there, I cracked up. I know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and that was probably a stupid thing to laugh about. But if you think about it, that's what I always got mad about, the Lisa storyline, because, you know, Robin's a good person, blah, blah, blah. But Sonny saw the hood in Robin's eyes with the whole Patrick thing. You know, for him not to take the bitch out, because, you know, I don't know if Sonny ever realized what Lisa did to Christina either, but when he said that, I kind of laughed. And, you know, I'm just thinking, I hope they put Sonny in this Robin storyline, because, Sonny and Robin have this amazing friendship. Sonny would do anything for her. Robin would do anything for her. And I think if they don't have more scenes together before Kimberly McCall leaves, that would be wrong. Kidman, I need a drink, Coke all night to stay up and meet this deadline. So I need to relax. Okay, Kidman, here's what you do. Get some Coke, but just put some rum in it, and you will be staying up. It will not make you tired. Trust me, I've done it before.
Well, it's me right here, and I am staying up, but my husband's really mad at me.
Oh, here you are. Go tell your husband and go watch ESPN or ESPN or something.
Like, who the hell are you talking to? You have all this work to do.
Well, you know what, Tim, how can I concentrate?
Tell him it's your support system.
Yeah, and Tim, how can I concentrate, honey, when the soaps are going to hell in a handbasket, and it's, you know, making me crazy, honey. And if it, you know, it's making me crazy, it's going to affect us. So
well,
just
like,
let me talk on the phone.
I'm
spending
a lot of time with these general hospital people now. And I'm like, yeah, I know, they're
hilarious.
Yeah,
he's going to say something about SportsCenter. He's going to say, honey, like right now I'm dealing with a lot, especially with the NBA lockout thing. You know, he's going to have to use that for you.
Oh, people, I'm Canadian. We have coffee. I could care less.
Hey, all right.
My boyfriend's already worried about how I'm going to react when General gets gets
canceled. I know.
He's already worried.
Everyone said to me, goes, what? Everyone's like waiting for my reaction when the news hits, because my mom's like to my dad, you know, maybe we should go out of town that weekend and take mom with us, because Carly's going to not be in a good mood. Nothing to tell her. We'll calm her down. And I looked at my dad and goes, okay, Dad, if General Hospital fucking leaves me, just give me the credit card and let me go shopping. Make me feel better. And he's like,
we're
going to
find a new home.
I know, Kidman. I love it when you call in. I mean,
you know what? The fight's not over. The fight's not over.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying. And you know what? And I hope people are not mad what I said about Raven Beauty. I am sorry that she's going through her cancer stuff. But, you know, I, when it comes to my Bradford, you guys know I love him. You know, he's my TV husband. So if he were to leave, I would be on the plane doing something called what Marie did to Michael Jackson. But I don't know how to get my hands on Propofol. So if that happened, people would need to figure out how to call the king of Propofol, because, you know, if Beth believes I will kill someone like Jason said to Sam, I will kill you. That's
you think
how
I going to be the serial killer?
Kidman, I love you. But I can't go there. My husband is the serial killer.
Callie, I think I last night on Twitter, because I said at this point, the way they've been treating Becky and Elizabeth, I would love Elizabeth to be the serial killer. And let her just blow the shit out of all these people.
No.
Everybody.
Kathy, say what she said.
No, Kelly, I saw something on Twitter last night that Bradford said he's not leaving.
And Raven Beauty said, I guess he's in denial. And I'm like, you know what, Raven Beauty?
No, he said he's not leaving.
Maybe it's not denial. Wait a minute.
Susan Lucci didn't think he was leaving either. I hope he's not leaving, but
maybe
come
it's
on.
Not denial.
Yes.
Maybe he's
they
not
lie.
No. Yes. Oh, by the way, we need to make a couple of decisions about this. So, okay, is everyone going to be away on the week after Christmas? Oh, is everyone going to have a life the week after Christmas? Because if everyone's going to have a freaking life after Christmas, then I won't book any shows, but I'm staying home. But if you're going to be gone, then I will. Yeah, so people help me. Oh, Kelly's back. Oh,
what day
did
is
you
Christmas
find?
Hello? What day
Hello?
Is Christmas on?
Hello?
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 On Sunday.
Hello?
Am I on?
Kelly? Yes, you're on.
I hate driving the fucking freeway at night. Damn it.
Wow. Why are you on the phone driving on the freeway?
Because that's the quickest way to get to Chick-fil-A. I found a store, I got stereo, and my niece is calling me. I have to go get somebody else something now, so. And now it's starting to get damn windy here. It's already windy and cold.
Now I'm hiding from my husband.
I'm still winning the award.
It's scary, though, driving the freeway at night. I don't usually drive at night, and I don't now I know why I don't like it.
I'm standing in the dark at the side of my
remember,
home. My husband doesn't hear me.
On the phone. I better put my phone down or else I get another ticket.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
You need to be careful with driving in a car.
My grandma is not allowed to drive at night because, according to my mother and father, it's dangerous to let an 84-year-old woman drive at night.
I have a hard time, and I'm not 84.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Me my big mouth, okay? No, I'm just saying, you know, I can see why
If you hear a crash, that's me getting in a car accident.
Oh, my God, don't die for Tara Hospital. It's so not worth it.
The funny thing was, before she had her show, we were talking about something, and I go, I'm not getting into anything about General Hospital. I'm staying out of it. I don't watch the show, so why would I want to start a big conversation and get into a big heated debate over a show I don't even watch. I could kind of care less about right now.
Okay, thought we were a little fucking.
I'm on a Cruise and Eden kick right now on YouTube, so.
Cool.
She's just cool. It's like, Callie doesn't really care.
Yes.
She doesn't care.
I could probably
be on the show and not talk, and she, you know, she would not miss me talking on the show.
You know what? You'd be a fucking little bitch by now because, you know, that's not true.
It takes one to know one.
Okay, I think Luke should be the serial killer.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to have to get off the phone here soon because I'm going to have to call my niece to find out exactly what I need to get from Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Are you going to remember to call back in? Are you going to remember to call back in? Because we have a half an hour left.
I don't know. I was called a bitch on the air, so I don't know.
Okay, and you've never called me a worse name than that, ever.
Okay,
ever?
I don't know what's more worse than being called a bitch.
I think Luke
I'm gonna get off the phone before I get in more trouble. Okay, bye.
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 I think
don't
Luke.
Die.
Luke is a serial killer.
Wait, who is?
Luke. And he should start with his entire family.
Yay!
Okay, Kidman.
I love you.
I love you. I love you, but okay, if you're talking about his entire family, it better not be Carly involved. It better not be Carly involved, because if it is, yeah.
I love him. He claims Carly when it's convenient.
That's my
point. Oh, well, yeah, you're right. I'm kidding, if you don't mind telling me, but what are you working on, by the way? You just got me curious. I'm like this creature of habit, like, yeah, so what are you working on, like, your deadline?
I am writing a virtual workshop on emotional intelligence.
Leave the Jason fans out of your research, then.
Oh, I could use them as a case study. Window lickers of the world. A case study in no emotional intelligence.
You on this? Oh my God, you're funny. You know who I want the serial killer to be, because by now I'm sick and in my head for a moment. Wouldn't it be funny if it was Elena? I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, Elena going to.
I want to be Sam.
Yeah, well, I want to be Sam too, but I don't feel like
Sam, because I want Sam to get killed immediately.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, okay, I don't want it to be Carly, this Benelli, Jason, you know, anyone else can be the fucking serial killer. Oh, you know who it could be? The new Kate, because she's ugly and she looks like the new Maxie.
Well, then Carly, because she looks like Maxie, she looks
not like Maxie. Okay, no, not like Kristen Stone. But
no, new Maxie.
The
new
Maxie and the new Kate. Okay, do not laugh at me, people. If you do, you will be muted for a minute. But when I'm watching Z8, I get confused with the new Maxie and the new Kate, because they look a little alike in a way. Maybe I'm crazy, but I am like, okay, which one is this? And, you know,
Don to blondes.
True. And, you know, when is Kristen Stone coming back? Because she's been off for a while.
I'm starting to worry that she's not coming back at all.
But I have to say.
The new
Maxie, right? She was put in that place. She didn't replace someone. She's taken her place because Kristen is out. So
I have to say,
I think for what she's doing, she's taken the place of her because Kristen decided to be out. I think she's doing a good job for what she's doing. I think. I don't know. She's not good. She's not Kristen.
She's awful, but it's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
I don't have any problem with new Kate either, because Kelly Sullivan just applied for a job. That's all she did. It's GH's fault that they would not take Megan Ward on. So I don't hold anything against new Kate,
but
because
Kristen
Kelly Sullivan just won the role.
Kirsten is out for some reason besides endometriosis.
Oh. I heard it was not endometriosis. It was mental health.
Yeah.
And I heard it was because maybe rehab, because she had a drunk driving.
Well, I'd be mentally ill if I hung around Kelly Monaco, too.
We've been watching Kristen Storms and Kelly Monaco disintegrate into skeletal people for the last year. These women are not healthy.
She had a drunk drive.
No, they aren't.
She had a drunk driving just before all this. So someone said, I heard, rehab. But that could be totally wrong.
No, I really like Kirsten Storms, but she, even in Dirty Soap, I mean, a lot of that scripted crap, but she is a very fragile person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and okay, 559. Five.
Whoa, you're echoing.
Yeah, I
don't
know. Why?
Okay, now you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she said
559. 559, if you want to be on the air with a bunch of us. Oh, cool. Okay. 599, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Alva.
Oh,
hi.
Hey, Alva.
Hey.
Hi, ladies. I'm just listening,
okay. Well, I just, you know, but no, I mean, because in Duty Soap, she was in there for like the last 3 episodes, I think. It was.
4.
I could be wrong. Okay, good.
It was like 4
okay,
or 5.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you guys, I've been having this weird dream lately, and I don't know why I'm... Oh, okay, talk among yourselves for one sec.
Are you out there?
I'm sure Kirsten's problem is probably a mental.
Yeah, because she was real depressed about her brother leaving. And then they did, you know, she was
the whole fair thing.
Sick.
Yeah.
I think she's just fragile. And
then she got a drunk driving. That was probably hurting her, probably killing her, because something like that happened and it was publicized. So that was probably bothering her.
Well, I didn't mind back. But no, I just have to tell you guys about this weird dream I had last night because it freaked me out. And I won't say the whole dream, but I was on the house doing so in my dream. And he kept asking me why I'm not in the new hospital yet, why I'm not Bradford's wife. All of this was like, but I was on the house and so. And then he kept asking me all these weird sex questions. And I'm like thinking, okay, fine. Remember people laughing? I mean, you get muted, so yeah. But no, you know what the thing is? I don't even like Houston. I mean, I like him, but I'm not like, I don't listen to. And so I'm like, crap. I'm like, crap. And so I need someone. If anyone is a dream expert on the panel or in the subroom,
did you think before you go to bed? You know, were you thinking about this, all the stuff before you went to bed? Because sometimes when you think of stuff before you go to bed, your subconscious, you end up dreaming about them. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I constantly dream that I'm on Survivor.
I dream the same a lot.
Hey, you know what? Thank you. Okay, you guys are making me feel really, really normal.
I dream the same
a lot.
Yeah, you're normal, Carly.
Okay,
I'm looking Jeff Proflin, so dimples in my dreams. Come on.
I dream the same a lot.
I'm like all people. Well, at least in my dream. I'm not dreaming about resist film, and I will really worry about myself.
Okay, did you see on the board here, Carly?
No.
Becky tweeted you.
Oh.
What?
Aww. That's what Lone Star says. She said,
Carly,
Becky tweeted you. Did you see?
Howdy! Oh, my God. Okay.
Becky.
Oh, my God. We have another call. The person
I'm
just told,
guys. Before my husband, you know.
Oh, come on. Do not let your husband dictate your life. Okay, yeah, okay. This is why I don't have a husband, probably.
I have to get on
Twitter.
He's looking after my career.
Kinman, I'm having a show on Friday night, so are you free? You're fine.
I'm free Friday night.
Cool,
come
back.
Friday night, thank God.
Well,
but
get that done.
Love you, ladies.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you. Oh. Love you, bye. Okay, Hugh's back on the line. The little Brad Bussy's bean right now is back on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
Hang up. Hi. I'm just leaving the drive-thru. Well, I left the drive-thru a while ago. Man, that place is expensive, man.
How much?
My niece said she's going to pay me back. She's, you know, and all that. Came up to like $25 for her. Yeah, I'm driving.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you get?
It's really good, but it's really expensive. I got like three meals, and like I got my dad a sandwich, chicken sandwich on the side. And I get these requests when I'm like driving on the freeway or driving. I get requests again. They're calling me or texting me. Lex, my other niece wanted something, so I had to get her something too.
Well, you are a very good aunt. I feel sorry for you because you have a 12-year-old niece and they are not great.
They tweeted you. I see it. Did you see it?
Yeah, they tweeted her. They tweeted her.
Yep.
I have a 27-year-old one and a 23-year-old one.
Oh, see, you have a do. Yeah, I saw what Becky said. I retweeted her back. Hey, Becky tweeted me.
See, so
I can die now.
I see.
I can die now, but I don't want to die. So then I say that. But
Carly,
what was that?
Carly, you can't die yet. You can't die. You can't die until you know what happens.
Right.
The ultimate thing, and you know what it is.
Becky
being on the show. Becky being on the show.
Fine. I can wait for a couple. And by the way, did you guys hear about all the Black Friday people? Like, some people went to the hospital and this guy got arrested for shoplifting at Walmart. And
somebody here pepper sprayed a woman. Pepper sprayed.
Walmart.
Black Friday, Walmart. How crazy.
I
have to work 10 hours where I work at a furniture store. Can you believe people come in to buy furniture and all that?
Did you
see the YouTube video of the riot over the $2 waffle makers at Walmart?
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, my.
So
Suggesting for a waffle maker?
Yeah, it was $2. And the video, you see it. It was, like, crazy. It was, like, you would think they were running to kill Brian or something. I don't know.
Or they're getting, like, a million bucks.
Crazy.
Just
madness.
I'm like, did anyone go Black Friday shopping? Did anyone go? I didn't.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
I went Cyber Monday shopping. I went Monday for the Cyber Monday shopping. This weekend was the longest work week ever, weekend ever.
Oh, yeah, it was for you.
I worked
did you?
6 hours in the one weekend.
Damn!
Black Friday.
Black Friday, I don't know. Are they going to ban the Black Friday now? I mean, because it's like a mom mad challenge and people are getting arrested.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
That's right. They're going to have security. They're going to do just like they did here in Baltimore. They're going to have security and police. So they won't. That's what they should do.
Okay. Rebecca, see me again. Because I go, I hope you had a good night. And then she's like, you too.
I'm going to have to get off because I'm almost home.
Okay, call me before you go to bed.
Okay. All
right,
bye.
Bye.
But no, I mean, it's crazy. Okay. So has anyone finished their Christmas shopping? Because I honestly can tell you I haven't even started. Okay, you did?
I haven't even started.
I mean, I will start, but I mean, I haven't started yet. But my nieces and nephew were kindly. This year they gave me a list, but they gave me a really good list. Like, all of them wanted either Target cards, Walmart cards, stuff like that. I mean, it's easy that way. But the 4-year-old, my little 4-year-old niece goes, yeah, you can give me a Target card. And while you're at it, you can find me a blue dress. And I'm like, honey, don't you have, like, I go, honey, don't you have, like, 13 dresses in your closet? And she's like, yeah, probably want one more. So, if she's at, like, that at 4 years old about clothes, I'm not looking forward to her being a teenager because, You know, it's like they won't close. So, wait, who said they were done? All done Christmas shopping? Because I want to know how you got everyone done by November 30th. How did you get everyone done by November? That's what I would like to know, because I do everything last moment.
See, you just got to know what people want. Like, you know, the gift cards are good for certain people. But then, see, in my family, because this goes back to soaps, I know that some of my family members, like my grandfather, my aunt, my cousin, like soap operas. So what perfect gift could I give them? I had to think about it. I was like, oh, wait a minute, Ezra Turns is on DVD. And now
that's
the plug of the day. And it's the same as what. They also have another DVD out, Christmas in Oakdale. Yes, people, there's two Ezra Turns DVDs out now. So, you know, that's all I got to say. And there was some other stuff that I got something. So.
Are the sales of those DVDs doing well? Are the sales of those DVDs doing well, do you know?
Oh, they're doing so well because of the first DVDs that they came out with, that's why they put out this DVD. So now the next DVD will probably be the Gone Light one in January.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay! So, you know, that's for me. So, you know, if I get them and we have a show that night, yeah, I'm just going to play all the Gone Light stuff. Y'all going to be like, kid, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, okay, and that's another thing. We have to make a decision. I mean, not right now, but...
We need to again.
Well, no, we just have to make a decision whether we should do the week after Christmas. So it's because if everyone's going off town, because Christmas is on a Sunday, people. It's on a Sunday night. So I don't know if everyone will be, like, taking things back to the still Monday or all week or shopping mall all week.
Yeah, but Friday night before Christmas, I think that's okay.
Yeah, I was gonna definitely do, like, Friday night before Christmas because I thought that would be cool. I was thinking about doing Christmas Eve, but no, I mean, a lot of people go to their families on Christmas Eve, but my family, like all my brothers and sisters, go to their in-laws. So basically, I can do whatever I want Christmas Eve because everyone is like in their other in-laws, and my mom is always getting everything ready for Christmas. So I appreciate that my sister and my brothers go to their in-laws because I don't have any plans Christmas Eve, but I kind of like it that way because I can just do anything I want Christmas Eve, but just take it from me. Do not wrap all your presents Christmas Eve because I am not the best wrapper in the whole wide world. So last year, I ended up taking all my stuff.
She said, Melody.
What?
I'm excited.
Okay, so we can all die.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I love Rebecca. I love that she's, like, on to-do, you know. But Rebecca, if you're listening, you have an open invitation on here anytime. Just come on by. But, you know, I mean, but I hope Becky learns a block button because I just don't. Oh, wait. August. I'm surprised no one bought this tweet up about the show. I wonder if August, did she say anything to you about that yet?
Mm-hmm.
About, did Becky answer you back? Okay, I think August hung up. Okay. So... Is everyone happy with the Conrad Murray verdict, or is everyone still ticked off like me?
Wait a minute. Why did he say 2 years? I heard he got 4 years.
He got four.
He got
okay, yeah, he got 4 years, but they said he could be out in 1 or 2 years with good behavior.
My boyfriend said it's not enough. My boyfriend is with you, Carly, and he's very upset with the verdict. He said he didn't know enough, and he was preaching on it tonight before I called you. So he's not happy.
Well, I mean, because, you know what, if you think about it, what he did was so criminal. What he did, And I'm not saying other doctors probably have not ever done this level. But I know Michael Jackson, you know, was addicted to drugs. But there is a limit to, you have a doctor and you know you're playing Western roulette with your peaks in life. You know, and if he had in fact gave Michael Jackson propofol for 2 months and that one night went bad, 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 because I still don't really believe he died at 2:30. I really believe he was gone that morning, like 10:30 or 11. I feel like when the ambulance was called, he was already dead.
But he got the max for what he could get for that case.
Well, true, yeah. And I mean, true, this, you know.
He didn't purposely kill Michael Jackson.
No, he didn't.
But he kind of like didn't follow the medical rules. When you're a doctor, yeah, you go by oath. He went and screwed that all up.
Yeah, but I see it from a little different perspective.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to hear how you see it. I'm curious, yeah.
Well, I see that, number one, he was an addict. So every doctor who knew that he was abusing drugs should be along with Conrad. Because they're
suppliers,
you know. That's just like Elvis or some of these other folks that die of OD. Mm-hmm. So, although, you know, I agree he did the wrong thing. And that's basically what they're saying. You involuntarily caused the death of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, too, yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just feel for all the other doctors that helped him, because his room was loaded with drugs. I mean, prescriptions. So it had to have been other doctors. Why weren't they hauled in? You know, at least to be questioned.
Yeah, I mean,
Callie, Michael's family was on The X Factor tonight. You don't watch that.
Oh, okay.
The kids.
Oh, was it the Michael Jackson tribute tonight?
It was the Michael Jackson tribute, and the kids were on there. Blanket, Paris, Prince. They were all in the audience.
I can't believe how much they've grown up.
Blanket now?
Blanket.
He was seven.
Blanket doesn't talk.
Prince and Paris talked.
Prince and Paris spoke. They spoke very well. They were.
Yeah.
Prince is like.
But what's wrong with Blanket?
Blanket doesn't speak.
Well, that's what I mean. Oh, you mean he doesn't speak at the event?
At the event, he didn't speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I was thinking you meant he didn't speak. Okay.
Oh no! I mean, about Blanket, you know, he's kind of very, you know, in the last 2 years, having his dad on, you know, the kids seen it, and Pierce wrote a letter to the judge saying how much he, Mr. Daddy, how much, you know, they played together well. Yeah, and, you know, she said either in the letter or something, that Conrad Murray never said a damn thing to them at the hospital.
She's a beautiful girl. Even those kids know their dad had a problem.
Hmm?
I mean, I'm not saying go after the kids, but I'm saying those children knew their father was a user.
Oh, yeah, they did. I mean, maybe...
I don't think they knew, because they probably did towards the end, like when everything came out, but the way that Michael Jackson, when you see the videos of him and his children, I think that he was trying his best to shield that side along with other things that made him, quote-unquote, Michael Jackson, good or bad in anybody's eyes. So they wanted to make those three kids feel safe and secure.
They weren't allowed to see their dad if they woke up in the middle of the night. I picture Michael letting them come in, but
he was with them all the time, though. They had to know
something. Yeah, that's why I have a hard time believing that they would know, like, Michael loved the kids, and, you know, he was a skilled boy.
I don't deny
boy,
he loved his children.
No, yeah,
loved
I don't deny
children.
That. He, you know, and the sad thing is, like Jimmy said, nothing will bring his, you know, nothing will bring Michael back. But
right.
I think for the family, because when you don't have closer to, you know, something like that, I mean, our family went through a really crazy time with something, you know, not like that, but sort of like that. I just know watching my grandma go through it, I just know you never really get the closer. You never get the closer. No, you don't. You just, you might be able to function from day to day, but I don't think you really, you know, you're probably never the same person that you were the day before something like that happened.
You sure have not. It's
so,
even worse
I mean,
for your
kid. Mm-hmm.
It's even worse
yeah.
when you're 11 years old. Or yeah, because parents was 11. I was 11, too. Not comparing our situations, but I was 11 when my mom passed away.
Yeah,
so,
how did you deal with that? I mean, you were so young. How did you... I mean, because you were 11. I mean, yeah, you were a kid, but you were growing up, so you can see a lot of things going on, but when
It was weird because when they had told me that my mom passed away, I didn't see her for 2 weeks because pretty much what happened was she was a victim of a gunshot wound on her birthday, which is 4th of July.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So for 2 weeks, she was in a coma. She was in at the ER, and my family kept reporting back to me, and I kept saying, can I see her? And I remember them saying, well, you have to be 16 and older. That was actually the hospital's rule, that you had to be 16
mm-hmm.
and older, because they said that she was in bad shape. Like, everything was swollen on her. Like, I would probably not recognize her.
Oh,
so,
So
when she passed away, I remember locking myself in my bedroom for about 3 days and not coming out, and everybody was worried about me. I mean, after a while, I didn't deal with it the normal way. I guess that, I don't know what that means.
Right,
but,
okay,
you know,
but what is the normal way? I'm sorry. There's no normal way when someone you love passes.
I think the normal thing is when, you know, they tell you that somebody has passed, you're supposed to cry. Well, like I said,
mm-hmm.
I locked myself in the room. I didn't cry. I constantly was just laying in my bed. I don't think I even slept for 3 days. And I remember the next thing I know, I was at the funeral, and I remember walking out the funeral because I didn't want to see them shut the coffin on my mom. And to this day, I really haven't been to her burial, her, you know, the cemetery. And I'm 29 now, so it's been 18 years. Yeah. So I remember sixth grade in the art class, I kept drawing coffins. I would literally, for art, would, you know, so that was my way of dealing. I still haven't been able to come to terms. I mean, mm-hmm. I've come to terms that she's no longer here. But there's times when I saw, like, mothers and daughters doing stuff, you know, like shopping for prom dresses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. I did have those moments where I would be like, okay, I can't do it, and start crying. Even when 4th of July comes around, like Mother's Day and 4th of July, I can't do it those days. I can't do them. I can't really go through those days.
Oh, okay, just hold on, Kim. It's 90 seconds to go. We are going over time. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. But we will be back on Friday at 7. Let's go. So, but, you know, in my
doesn't
view,
Carly,
no.
I mean, Kate, Christy have a show on?
No. Friday, no. Friday, I'm doing double duty because Christy is going to kick it up in New Orleans.
But tonight.
And
tonight.
She has Glee Radio, but it's almost, she's on another, she's not on Blog Talk. She's on that account that she uses. Yeah. So, but she might be on there for a while. Depends how many.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, Candace, in my view, because you said you haven't been to the graveside. My granddad died 16 years ago, January 13th, the same day as One Life going off. You know, I'm thinking, how poetic could that for me? But I've never gone to his grave. I know where he is, but I think I know where he is because he was buried in those military places in Oregon. But I can't do it. We were there, and once, and my mom's like, oh, I can take you. And I physically could not do it. So when people say, oh, they go to grave, you know, they go visit the grave all the time, I think they are braver because I just can't do it. Because I'm
I look at it totally different.
Oh, okay.
How do you look at it?
Oh, I look at it that the persons, I mean, I don't need to go to a cemetery to talk to the person. I just told this to my best friend. Her mom's coming up on her, I think it's her third anniversary of passing.
Oh,
and she
okay.
goes to the cemetery all the time. And I said, you know, you can talk to her anytime. She'll hear you.
That's
what
my mom said,
too. Don't wait. You know, if it makes you feel better, then talk to her anytime that you feel like it.
I did it the first year of my mother's death. I went every day. I sat there in the grave. I was crying.
Oh.
It was terrible for me.
Oh.
I did it the first year of her death. And then someone told me, Kathy, you know, she's not there. And I knew she wasn't, but I just felt better going there, maybe for myself more than her.
That's what she says. It makes her feel better if she goes there. Yeah.
But now I don't go
at
all.
Well, yeah, I mean,
now
my mom has never been to her father, grave. You know, she has never gone because she feels like he's not really there either. And, you know, and, I mean, maybe we are all bad people, but when he died, we never did the whole grave site thing. I mean, we did the Catholic Mass because he was Catholic and everything. But we never went to, the cemetery to, you know, do the burial thing. We just let the cemetery do it. And when I tell people that, people are like, you didn't go? I'm like, no.
Everybody's
doing
different.
Yeah, my grandma didn't want to go. No one really wanted to go, so it was like, you know, it wasn't like a family decision all the way, but we were, you know, deciding that we could not go, so we did not go. And, you know, I was okay with that decision. Even though we could have rolled in a limousine, that would have been okay. but, you know, I mean, people deal with it, you know, in a different way. And, you know, Kansas, I mean, going through that so young, I do feel sorry for you because, I mean.
Yeah, that's
going. Yeah.
I mean, it was weird because, you know, so many people thought I was going to, it's actually kind of funny, I actually can laugh at this now, but, like, when I was 11, you know, and I was going through a transitional period, you know, I'm getting ready to go through puberty, and and I was just graduating from elementary school, getting ready to go to middle school, which, you know, is huge, you know, because now you're like, okay, I'm growing up now, I'm so mature, and I didn't have my mom. So everybody was kind of just worried about me, like suicide watching me, you know, and like kind of keeping, you know, and then I grew up, they was like, oh, God, Candace is going to go into drugs and she's going to go into alcohol.
Oh, God.
And, you know, so many, because some people do that, just, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't feel better about it. And I kept thinking to myself, okay, I'm now 18, I'm not, you know, having a withdrawal, you know, I cry here and there, you know, and everything else like that. And then, like, recently, my grandfather and me were talking, and he was like, I'm really surprised at you. And I said, why? He was like, because I really thought, and this is honest. My grandfather and me are very honest with each other. He was like, I really thought you were going to have one of those withdrawals and something was going to happen to you. I said, Janet, I said, honestly, do you think my mom, who's in heaven, would allow me to do something to myself? She would come and haunt me if I did that. And, you know, I can say it like that now, but it's still like there's certain things that I know that she is here for. Like, you know, I can feel her presence, you know,
Good.
But it's still hard. Like, it's still hard, especially, like I said, on Mother's Day, because before she passed away, me and her would do stuff. You know, I would make her breakfast in bed, and we would go out. And on 4th of July, I mean, yeah, everybody's celebrating the freedom of America. But to me, it's like I can't do the whole 4th of July thing. I can't, especially at night with fireworks. With fireworks, it reminds me of gunshots. So I would have to, I get back in the house. And this is only on 4th of July. Any other time, I'm fine. But 4th of July, I'm like, okay, I go in the house, go under my covers, and cry, and then go to sleep and wake up the next day.
Yeah.
But it never fails. So, I mean, everybody's like, okay, she's still grieving. She's finally, you know. And I'm like, it's either I'm still grieving, or I don't know what. Because I keep telling myself, okay, I'm going to have a nice, you know, I'm going to enjoy Mother's Day, even though I'm not a mom, but I do babysit. I do watch kids. So to me, I am a mother for 8 hours. So I would be like, okay, I'm going to try to get through it this day. And then everybody's like, oh, I'm not going. Okay. So everybody's like, Candace, your mom wouldn't want you to cry on these days. But it's kind of hard. It's like everybody said, everybody can tell you how to feel, but at the same time, they're not in your shoes, you know? So it's kind of like,
you know,
I don't know, so.
You know what? I learned that people need to go through their own grieving process. No one should really judge people for how they grieve. If they do not cry at the moment someone died, I don't think, oh my God, they did not love that person or whatever. They just don't want to cry in front of everyone. And, I mean, the only thing I never understood, and since, you know, Silo and Kathy are older, why is it when someone dies that all they can do is bring food? I mean, I'm not crazy.
I never understood that either. Why would you be hungry?
They think the family has
because
no time.
They want you to eat your feelings.
They think the family has no time.
Yeah,
to cook
I
anything.
Understand
oh,
the point, but it's like.
Yeah.
I think that's it, right, Shiloh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're
that
right.
You eat your
I had a whole different scenario with my parents, so.
I went through the process.
Well, my mom ended up having Alzheimer's, and I was taking care of her, and it was years ago because I'm older, and I was the last kid born out of six, and I'm the one who took care of her. My family was all in Wisconsin. I was living in Arizona. So this is when doctors didn't really know about Alzheimer's. So I was going to all these different doctors with them saying, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. And I was running around like a chicken, and it was really getting to me. I mean, for the first time in my life, I was thin.
Wow.
So it really affected me that way. But when she finally went, in fact, a lady at work told me what my mother had. She was a PhD scientist. She said, your mom sounds like my mom, and she had Alzheimer's. And I had never heard of it. And she finally passed away in the hospital. She was in a nursing home for a while. But both of my parents wanted to be cremated. And when my dad died and when she died, I was the one who arranged it because none of my family came out to Arizona. So I was the one in charge of, we didn't really have a funeral because they both wanted to be cremated and their ashes spread on Superstition Mountain in Arizona. So that's what I did. I went out twice and spread their ashes at the base of Superstition Mountains.
Well, you know what? So, you did what they wanted, and you did their wishes.
Well, and I told my daughter that. I told my daughter, I said, when I pass, Nicole, I want to be cremated, and you can do whatever you want with the ashes. Because
Well, see, that's good. I mean, my grandma, you know, talks about, you know, she's 84. Like, a lot of her friends had passed away.
Yeah.
You know, and, but, you know, see, she told me one day, out of the blue, we were eating at McDonald's, and out of the blue, she's like, okay, so I do a burial or to be cremated. I'm like, what? It took me a minute to, Grandma, I'm not there to, you know, do whatever you want. Just let, you know, everyone know what you want, and there won't be a fight about it. And the only thing, you know, see, really told my uncle was, you know, let's have the funeral service here, even though we have family in Oregon. It doesn't make sense for all of us, you know, a lot of us people that live in Seattle, to drive to Oregon to do a funeral there when we will have to get hotels and whatever. So, you know, and but, you know, but she still hasn't made up her mind with one she wants to do yet. And I go, you don't have to make up your mind today. Just when it ever gets closer to the time,
you know what you need to do to your... You need to ask her if she's made out a will. That's the most important thing a person needs.
Yep.
I have a living will, and I have a regular will that states everything I want, because neither of my parents had it. They just verbally told me.
That's like my boyfriend. That's like my boyfriend. He wants to be cremated, but he has a mother. His mother doesn't want him to be cremated. And
a lot of people don't like that concept. I don't have a problem with it.
We want to get married.
I mean, I have one. I have a living will and a regular will. And
I have a will.
The only reason I did it is because of the situation. Well, three very good situations. You never know what can happen to you.
Exactly.
Two, I've been in the hospital how many times this year? And three, I just don't want it, when it happens, I don't want everybody to fight. I just want everybody to respect.
Exactly.
I mean, I know somebody's going to
shoot
up, whatever. So, like I said, I don't want nobody to wear black at my funeral. I refuse for any, I don't want nobody, and I put it right in bold letters, do not wear black or depressing colors to my funeral. Celebrate my life.
Yeah.
Celebrate my life. Joke about how many times I've found about soap operas, and
go,
you know, put it on Blog Talk Radio. I don't care.
Well, you know, the whole wearing black thing, but I didn't look really cute in black, just, you know, which is in the point. But I have never wore black to the funeral, and my grandfather's funeral, and I wasn't supposed to see the coffin. It wasn't supposed to be out there. And my cousin nearly fell into it. I saw it, and I ran in the bathroom and threw up. And my mom and my uncle just told my cousin, and I just have to be polite to all the family members, even though, you know, we don't know half of them because they were older. And my grandfather and niece went in the bathroom, and I didn't close the stall where I was throwing up, and I just kept throwing up, and my cousin and her were talking, goes, oh, who is this? And my cousin goes, oh, this is Carly, this is John's granddaughter. And I was throwing up, and while I was throwing up here, I was introducing myself. And I'm thinking, that was like the weirdest situation I was ever in, because I was trying to be polite. I was throwing up, and I'm thinking, you know, I never want to see open casket as long as
I
live.
Yeah, I have a problem with it, too. I've been to enough funerals. I do not want that at all. None of it.
I'm gone.
You can pray for me or do whatever you want. It's up to you, but...
Because he did not look the same.
I don't care what anyone does either. I'm gone. I don't care what they do.
Right.
Yeah. The thing was, he did not look the same. He was embalmed.
No, they
and
don't.
He just, yeah, he just did not look the same. And no one warned me about it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you need to
and
be warned.
You need to be warned. You do. And you know, after what I, at the time, my uncle's busy wife, after I screamed and ran in the bathroom, she came out, you know, I came out and she goes, "We do not yell and scream in a Catholic service." And one of my uncles looked at her, goes, "Okay, you know what? No one is normal today. No one is going to react the same." So what is he screaming once he saw the body and ran in the bathroom? You know, everyone kept asking me if I'm okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine now, as long as I never see what I saw. And, you know, and my grandma, that's the one thing she said. If, you know, she gets buried, she does not want to have an open casket. She does not want everyone to remember her that way. And I agree. I'm like, no. You know, I mean, yeah. I do not know why people want to do the open thing. And I remember seeing one of the presidents or whatever on TV in an open casket. And I'm like, why are you throwing him in the open casket? You should not be doing this. But, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, everyone reacts to the whole food thing. Well, like you said, yeah, it helps people. Well, I remember everyone brought casseroles over.
Yeah.
And I, to this day, I do not like casseroles because we ate. That's all I mean. And I'm like thinking, okay, people, if I remember another for you people, just bring chocolate, just bring wine, just bring a pizza, but no casseroles, no egg salad, salad, just bring good junk food.
No one brought me anything. No one did. I wasn't in my house. I got out of my house. I just went somewhere else, went to my aunts or went to my cousins or went somewhere else. I didn't stay in my house. I just couldn't. And it was awful. I'm an only child, so I didn't have any brothers or sisters or anything like that.
Oh wow. That's my daughter.
My mother and I was 40. I was just going to be turning 40, and my mother and I was never married, and my mother and I were like glue. We were just...
Daughter and me.
Yeah, I was just real close to her, and it was devastating. She was sick. She was sick beforehand, and she had to go into a nursing home, which she had a stroke, and I couldn't have her in the house because a wheelchair wouldn't go into my apartment. And I was working at the time because someone had to pay the rent.
That is one thing that my mom promised my grandma one day, saying, even if you get really bad, I am not going to put you in a nursing home. Even if I have to, you know, quit the job and retire early because my dad works, so they could do it. I will never put you in a nursing home. And my mom has a nursing background, so I think that helps. But no, she promised my grandma a long time ago because my grandma's parents were in a nursing home way back then, and I guess they did not treat the patient good. So grandma had always been scared of that. And one day I was kidding. My grandma, if you keep this up, we are sending you to the nursing home. And
well, that's exactly what I told my family. I said, I don't want to go to a nursing home. If I'm going to die, I hope I just die. I do not want to be in a nursing home.
I put too many stories about nursing homes and what happened and whatever. And, you know, having that loved one be alone
I have no one to put me in one. I have no one. I have no family. My boyfriend, but soon to be my husband, if that's another story. But I have
I'm engaged.
Well, you know what?
I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
No, but we can't get married because of insurance problems. And benefits and all that stuff. So we're kind of, I got a ring on my finger, but it's,
you know what, the way I look at that, you got the ring on the finger. You guys love each other, you know.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you guys never, you know, get married. I mean, yeah, do I want to get married? Yeah, I do.
We thought we could, but benefits and insurance.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you. I'd be the same way. I'd be going, no. Yeah. Well, in fact, I'm divorced, so I said, no, I'm never getting married again. But I will.
Well,
I wouldn't have a problem living with someone
if
I was in love with them.
There's so many benefit problems. You don't know you know, I have prescriptions. I have this. I have that. They take away this. They take away that. You know, but we still want to get married, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes I hate going to family things because everyone's like, when are you getting married? Did you want to die? Did you want to have kids? Especially now I'm 35, people tell me, I hate when they tell me, you know, you buy a lot, look at clock has, a good 7 years. And I'm looking and I'm like, okay, thank you for telling me how much my biological clock is, you know, doing. I love it when people inform me about it. I'm like,
I have a cat. I have a cat.
Two dogs now.
I have a cat.
Fine.
And my cat is my life. My cat is
my
life.
You know, and I always joke, I'm like, since I've started this radio show, I'm so busy that, you know, I'm thinking, I really have time for that other thing, the mirror. I mean, I think the whole mirror thing freaks me out because not that you're going to be with a person for, like, you know, the whole rest of your life, but that, you know, the thing is, okay, if it doesn't work out, blah, 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 the whole giving up your privacy thing, too. And, you know, the person that I do not feel sorry for right now is Candace, because she has a couple more years than I do with the whole married, having kids thing. But Candace, do people ask?
I'm not getting married. Nope. Marriage scares the crap out of me.
See, today you don't need to. That's how come
I
don't understand. To me, it's not a necessity anyone to do it.
I wanted to. We wanted to because, I don't
commitment.
Care. I don't care.
Yeah.
He wants to.
Yeah.
He wants to get married. He wants to get married. He wants to real, real bad. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be happening because too much is taken away. Too much.
Right.
I'm on disability. There's things that it doesn't work. But I got to tell you, Carly, my boyfriend is so confused between you and Carly Wright. He is so confused. I said I got to call Carly tonight. He goes, "How are you going to call her?" I said, "You know, Carly on the radio."
He
said, "We saw her on the TV." I said, "No, that we watched the TV."
Oh my God! Okay, so I'm confusing your boys on that. That is funny, but no, I mean, I think today, I mean, like my grandma said, when it was in their day, they had to get married. Grandma was the last of her friends that got married at 23 or 24, and they looked
and that
out
was
like
old, probably
you had to.
Oh yeah, they looked out. And the moment they got married, they go, "So when are you going to have a kid?" And I think Grandma had my mom when she was 26 or 27. And my uncle, you know, like 2 years, like a year and a half later. But, you know, she told me that, you know, she hated when people would walk up to her and go, "Oh, you're married now. When are the kids? You know, when are you having the kids?" And you know, I always told, you know, my grandma had never asked me, "So when are you getting married? When are you doing the kid thing?" Because she hated people always asking her that because, you know, people should not ask people that, I mean, you know, unless they want to share, that's fine. But I just, I find that those questions, like, you know, I do not even ask how old people is anymore, because number one, you could get the age wrong, and number two, you know, really, I mean, you know, I mean, and if it looks like someone is pregnant, they might not really be pregnant because they might have just gained weight. So I will never, never ask about the baby question either, just because if the person gained weight, they are going to feel like crap. So I just don't do it. Oh, by the way, yeah, call me on General Hospital. I do not know why people were getting mad at her yesterday or today. Someone goes, oh, dear Carly, don't you know Frank, you're not the only one that, you know, Frank thinks about. Oh. And I'm like, you know, I felt like I'm Trudeau saying this to a person, go fuck off. Because, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, when it comes to Carly, I get mad when people are bashing her and Elizabeth. And, you know, I feel like people do not bash Sam as much as they bash, you know, Carly Robin or Liz. Especially with the kid thing with Carly and Liz and even Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, oh my God, they have three babies with three different fathers. Okay, but men can do it. Sunny has women all over the universe having kids. Look, you know, how Ethan was
a penis. The magical penis.
Yeah.
That's what they call funny. The magical penis guy. Just think about it. How many kids does he have? Exactly.
Well, Michael
not that
was asking. Well, not that many. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. Edward was a little player. In his day. You know, so, yeah, it's just, I get, you know, I mean, but you know what, you guys, I do feel like we are going to get a couple back. I do feel like Sam's Day of Reckoning is going to happen. And,
I
know,
hope so.
And, you know, I'm telling you, the night of Sam's Reckoning, when Jake's alive, or when they're longest together, yes. Everyone needs to go by Sun. Stanley Sunline, because I think we are going to all have a party on here. All of us,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't get why they sandwiched or chemo fans come in here and say all this shit when they know I never really liked the Sam character in the first place. And, you know, I have never, you know, liked it. I've never cared about Sam. And, you know, I mean, I like Alexis. I love Nancy Legrand. I don't like everything, you know, she says sometimes. But I like her. And so, yeah. You know, I don't think we are going to get anyone good on here until after the holidays. But, yeah, I've been kind of stalking Michelle Stafford lately because she said she would come on here. She just hasn't gave me a date. I really want to interview her.
I like
really
her more and more the more I watch Young America.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I like her on YNR. I think she's a great
I haven't watched that long, but I like her.
Oh, I love Fierce. Fierce reminds me of Carly a lot. So, you know, I mean, she damn if she do, damn if she doesn't. I love her relationship with Michael because it reminds me of the Jason and Carly relationship, too. So I love it, and I love Billy and Victoria. I hope Victor, you know.
I love that. Get back. I love it.
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, when I was growing up, I never paid attention, but my grandfather would watch Price is Right, and then why have to Young and the Restless were on. And I didn't watch Young and the Restless when I was little, but I did not understand why Young and the Restless was still on when I went to go take my shower, and he would be watching it. And then he one day asked me, you know, what was I? Oh, yeah, he asked me once if, you know, if he thought he was like thick to on Young and Restless. And I'm like, you know what? You're more like you're more like Stefano. I always kid him, and you know, I go, no, Granted, you're like Stefano and Edward. Farms in a hospital. You don't let us lead our own lives. You don't. I mean, he didn't. He was very protective of us. He would keep things, you know. I mean, I know I have to let this go, Granny, but, you know, he kept a secret from me for like 3 months that, because they had a dog in Oregon, and I named it Bo. Well, I named all the animals on the farm. I even named it Cal Michael Jackson because he was black and white. And so for 3 months, you know, I didn't go down there because I, you know, was having my life. And I went down there, and I was looking for Bo all over the property because he was a German Shepherd. So he was the watchdog, but I thought, okay, maybe he's washing the bone. I went all over, you know, all over the whole farm, everywhere, looking, calling his name. I went to him, I'm like, where's Bo? And he goes, oh, did you want some ice cream? Do you want something? And I'm like, no, I want to know where my dog is. And he goes, that is a funny story in itself. I'm like, oh, God, what did you do? And he had to put Bo down because, you know, Bo had a bad hip and a bad leg. Oh. And they said that, like, the operation would cost, like, $2,000. And my first thing was, why didn't you just pay the $2,000 and, you know, fix him and he would have been okay? And, you know, my mom didn't want to tell me because she thought it was my grandfather's job, to be honest, to tell me. And, you know, I mean, so, you know, whenever I tell people, you know, who has animals, just tell the kids before the 3 month mark. I was so livid, but now looking back at it, I mean, I know $20,000 for a dog is a lot of money.
But yeah, I had to put two cats down. It's awful. Awful.
Yes.
But it's better.
Yes.
If I had kids, I would tell them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, but tell the kids, do not. And, you know, because my grandma thought I knew. And, but, because when we were on the phone talking about Dave, and I'm like, so how is Bo doing? And I still picked it up right there, and then she's saying the subject, and, you know, so, yeah, that's why I always thought my grandfather was almost like Victor, from Days, oh, Edward, or even Stefano from Days of a Life. I mean, I just think you should not keep secrets because once you keep a secret, it can just, I mean, I don't know why people keep family secrets so long because they have a way of coming out at the worst time of things. Yeah, because all of the family secrets of the world has came out at Christmas or Thanksgiving or some holiday. I'm like, you know, I used to kid. I'm like, okay, I made an announcement when, you know, if anyone has any secrets or if they don't want to say what's going on in their life or whatever, don't announce it on Christmas. I just thought it was crazy to announce it on Christmas.
I think there's a little more good in Edward than Stefano or Victor.
I agree.
Don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yep. And Victor from Days, he has a homegirl now.
Victor and Edward,
you know,
are much better than Stefano with Victor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and, you know, I mean, you cannot run your kids' life forever. You know, if they are going to fall in love with people you don't like, well, that's life. You're not going to, you know, like everyone your kids bring home.
I hated Victor. I hated Victor for keeping Victoria and Billy away from each other. I couldn't stand it.
I haven't watched this week, but did Nikki know what Victor did yet? Did Nikki know what Victor did
no.
to Victoria?
No.
And you know
I
what?
I didn't see Trace.
Yeah. Okay. I find it weird.
No, she wasn't in the AA meeting.
Okay,
oh,
well, I...
But she's still drinking.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But I feel like Victoria, I mean, Victor and Nikki should never name their kid Nicholas and Victoria because, you know, that's like, I mean, I love the name Victoria, but, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, they kind of named them after each other in a way. And, you know,
you
Do you guys watch Bold and
Beautiful?
I'm getting pissed off. I'm getting so pissed off with Bold and the Beautiful. People want to say, oh, General Hospital is with
I don't watch it. And I have to start, I suppose, because everything else is going off. I can't stand it. I watched this for like 3 months, and I couldn't stand it, so I stopped. But I guess I have to start watching it.
Well, I think if anything goes next, it'll be that show.
No,
Bold
they got
Beautiful.
High ratings.
Yeah,
Young and the
Restless
does. Young and the Restless, but not B&B is right next to General Hospital.
But it's like
with the ratings.
Yeah, but they're only a half an hour.
They get
you know,
ratings.
That's another thing. That's another thing about General Hospital I hate. That, you know, I mean, not General Hospital, B&B. I hate the half an hour soaps. I hate them because you're just freaking getting into the office over the day.
Yeah. I think it's stupid.
And it goes off, and I'm like, fucking shit. It goes off, and, you know, but I am enjoying One Life to Live. I cried on Sunday when I was blessing about Matthew. I was just.
I know. Me too.
Hey, Kel.
Okay, I'm
hold
looking
on,
at
sorry.
The nominees. Who do you want to find out about, Carly?
Huh?
The nominees for the Grammys?
Oh, guess
yeah.
what? Carly, I was trying to talk to you a little while ago when I was saying, Carly, Sugarland sang with Lady Gaga. It was great. Can you imagine the two of them together?
Why not? I think she's a great singer.
God.
I think Lady's a great singer.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
But she sang with Sugarland, and they were so good. I was trying to tell you that was on. I didn't see the nominees. I didn't see any of it. But I looked up from talking to you guys, and Sugarland was singing with Lady Gaga. It was so good.
Huh.
Well, that was Christy from iHeartRadio, and... so you feel bad that we went head to head tonight, but
so did Reluctant Heart. Reluctant Heart went head to head.
Yeah,
we
got to meet each other last Saturday night. We went to the melting pot, and
oh yeah,
so much fun. And you know, and I gave her the lowdown on, you know, some people and we're new to this. I mean, she's only Palazzo for like 2 months, so I just wanted to make sure she was comfortable and everything, and she felt bad that we went head-to-head tonight, but I'm like, don't worry about it, and, you know, but I think everyone's right. I think B&B is next to go. I do think so. I don't.
I disagree.
I don't.
Who do you
think
is next?
If you're going to cut down to it, I think maybe, I don't want to say this, but even though Days of Our Lives is doing okay, I think Days might be the next one to go.
Well, Days is on till...
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Days is on till...
Well, no, Days got renewed for like 4 more years.
They have a contract till 2013.
Yeah,
but Don Light also had a contract for 4 years, and where is Don Light at?
I think...
They can renew...
I think
it's time for Days because Days was flying under the radar.
They're secure till 2013, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, yay! Oh,
well,
by the way, yeah.
So those two will stay.
But I can't see, people like bold and beautiful, but I can't,
mm-hmm.
I can't get into
it. I know, I agree.
I don't
I
like
want
it.
I agree with a little but bit.
I'm going to have to get into it because there's going to be nothing left.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's so good.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Well, I love YNL. So you know.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't like. You know what? I'm trying to get into it. I'm actually liking it right now, but I'm new. Ever since
I
watched it since April when all the other soaps were canceled. I said, let me pick up YNL. So I've been watching it since April. So I'm new.
Okay.
Well, you're longer than I've been watching it this time around.
I'm new to One Life to Live. Actually, I watched that since, not that long. And I'm so sorry I missed the boat in that one. That is the best.
It
is great.
General's my favorite.
Yeah, you know why I love the new and Between All of Us? You know, I'm gonna be positive until the end, and
me and you, Carly.
You know, I mean, later on we'll get back together. I feel it.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone friggin' says. You know, I feel like they were the couple that has got fucked over year after year.
Yeah.
So let's give give later on back. I feel Jake is alive. Anyone wants to disagree with me will be put on mute on the show for like 5 years. No, just because of that day of Jake's death, nothing to me smells a kid died. No, nothing. And you know, when you don't have a funeral for the kid, but you have a funeral for a little baby, that would just not, bone all the way, but, you cannot have an on-air funeral for, Zeke. No, Zeke's alive. Zeke's coming back. You know, it's going to be a really good time. I think, Christmas, I do feel like a late-long Christmas is coming, and, I cannot wait to see the Wasp. The white boss of Sam. I want Sam to pay for everything she's ever done.
Yeah, I would like that too.
I mean, I've never liked the character. I've only liked the character when she was with Lucky. I just want my cover back. You know, I just want my Spinelli back to be back being normal. I want Spinelli to, slap Sam across the face. That's like my dream. And this one's Spinelli to, stop thinking she's great. I want Spinelli to think Elizabeth's great and Carly is great. And, when Ralph and Lowe were having scenes, I'm like, Carly, you need to take him and show him, what a woman can really do to him to make him happy.
Isn't it great?
I would not mind it, Spinelli and Carly hook up one night stand.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I know it's not going to happen. But I think it would be hot. But, I love Sean and Carly. I love Sean and Carly. I love it. I'm in, love with them.
I love Sean and Carly. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it because
Sean understands Carly's issues. Sean understands that, Zeke's in the big part of her life. He understands Carly's loyalty to a fault. I just want to see Sean and Sunny beat each other up just because I would want Sean to win just for that. But I swear, if General Hospital does give Robin AIDS, he always has AIDS, but die of it, I'm going to be pissed off. Because, come on, Magic Johnson. And I'm not saying he's supposed to Cyrus Bow, you know, aid, but, you know, he tells us when 92 or 91, and he's still living.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to think, it's, like I said, 15 years, different writers.
I know. Yeah.
So, I mean, Kimley had made a comment saying that she has her way. She would write this whole storyline, her and Jason Thomas.
Oh, I would love them to do it.
Yeah. I would like to see Cozy and Liz being friends. That's my, you know, I mean, I would love that. Because, you know, they love Jason. They have that in common. Their kids are cousins. You know, they are both not perfect. But, you know,
exactly.
You know, I will never forgive Sam for telling the Cozy about Zeke. That's, in my opinion, and the Cozy and Jason friendship people think Jason should have loved with her and say, I know you're not going to like this, blah, 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 but be happy for me. You know, you want me to always have a son. Now I do. Yeah, I might not be seeing him, blah, 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 but to tell Sonny about Zeke and not Cozy, I did not like at all. And you know what, Sonny? You need to man up and get Jason the fucking fire you have on Sam for all. Remember that fire, everyone? Yeah, I want that fire to be used.
Oh,
I mean,
Jason and Sam are, like, right now, they're ready for a breakup. It's going to happen because look at the way they act together.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
know what?
Down,
okay.
You know?
Call me crazy.
They'll never be the same. They'll never
Yeah, call me
be
crazy. Call me crazy. And I know you guys will. But I am smearing Abby and, a Sam and Michael hookup. Call me crazy. But that scene the other day, you know, where Michael goes, oh, if you ever need to talk,
she's going to need to talk because she's going to give him the disc. And they're going off to Chicago. The two of them are taken off to Chicago.
I'm sorry, I will say he'll call me crazy, but I think Michael and Sam, you know, and that might be the breaking point for Jason. You know, remember, I keep going back to what Silas says. Betrayal, betrayal, betrayal. How betrayal would that be and Sam knew about Zeke? I'm sorry, I mean, I just want to see Sam get what's coming to.
Well, I think if Michael and Sam take off of Chicago, Jason is going to be bullshit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be pissed.
You know what, and yeah, I think he will too because, he's protective.
He's protective of Michael. And he's not going to like Michael being involved in all this. He's going to be really pissed.
Yeah.
Now, how do we hear about Chicago?
I read that.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that one yet.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not being mean, but, you know, I mean, Jason would never, ever, ever, ever forgive Sam. For, you know, I still think he's been calling her or something for the last couple of years. I do think that. I think she's been calling Jason for the last couple of years. You know, I think if you put the column ball in the toxic ball and you think about that, there's so many situations, you know, and you think about all the other thing. When Jason fell, you know, on that building, when the building fell on him, you cannot walk up, you know, Sam molesting him, and you can just not, you know, wake up and be normal. Something happened between that time period. I am telling you that. I just feel that I could be wrong, but okay, but I just, you know.
Now I'm thinking, did I dream it? No, I read it. I read it somewhere.
No, I'm still you. You know, yeah. Well, I mean, that's how I thought about the Carly Marie thing. I thought I heard.
Now I'm thinking, did I dream they were going off? Jason, Michael, and Sam take off to Chicago. I read that somewhere. So.
Well, I believe you. And, oh, Candace, why are you being so quiet?
I was listening to our research at the same time.
Hey, when are you going back to New York?
Probably. Wow, that's a good question.
Candace.
That is. Yeah.
Didn't you go out with Nancy Lee Grand?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was a moment. Yes, I did. It was a moment that I will treasure. Well, okay, my top 20 moments that I will treasure forever and ever and ever. She bought me a drink.
Cool.
It was funny because I called Carly up and I told her, I said, okay, considering the fact that it wasn't in the city, her event was in Long Island. So from New York City where I was at, I was in Times Square. So I had to take a train, a 30-minute train, to get to her event. But I didn't go to her event, but I found out from Nancy that I could have went to her event because there was extra tickets. So I was like, oh, well, if I would have known, I would have gone. But we had lunch, well, dinner, you know, and we talked about certain things. She asked me how I felt about the Prosper Park thing. And then she gave me her take. She didn't really say anything about Lexi. She just, you know, said that, you know, she's a bright girl with a bright future ahead of her.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, who she wants to be, you know, back on the show and stuff like that. She wants Ned to come back, and she was telling me, like, who her favorite couple was. I'm not going to say who, but if you really love Alexis and you really, really like this couple, then that's who she said. So I'm not going to say which one because I know there was a lot of Sunny and Alexis fans and Jax and Alexis fans and Ned and Alexis.
Yeah.
I said, well, my personal favorite was Alexis and Cameron. And the only reason I said it because I grew up watching Santa Barbara, so that's my Julia and my Mason. So I was like, yeah. So we had a good time. I mean, it was short and sweet, but
it's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but the next time I go to New York, I think it might be
they're doing a One Life to Live final party, viewing party. On January 13th, I don't know if I'm going to go or not, but, I mean,
Nancy
I might as well, right?
Nancy Lee,
you know what, I am not
thing.
Looking, I have never looked forward to that day for the past 16 years, and now I'm really not looking forward to that day, so, you know, I will still have a show on January 13th, but... You know, I don't even want to think about one like going out there. Sometimes I just forget. Sometimes I don't want to deal with it. And I'm like, oh, everyone's smoking something. One Life to Live is not, you know, going off, but I know it is. But I'm going to stay in denial for as long as I can. And I'm okay with that. Oh, by the way, we have 3 minutes of recording time left. So we might want to hang up, but either can everyone come
okay.
back in on Friday night? Will everyone?
I'll be there.
Okay. Night, guys.
Yep. Night, guys.
Night.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.